Yeah, a lot of relatives have come in now. But she, it's so overwhelming because now she, in her grief, she's still having to entertain households of cousins and aunts and uncles. So tomorrow's the service, and then I hope to just. Yeah. And I know God has a plan, but boy, it's hard.
Thank you. Inside and out. Yeah, it's warm, but it'll get cool in a minute, won't it? I've got it turned way down. Hi. There she is. There's that girl you've been chasing. Could we open our little books here to letter A right in the beginning?
Thank you.
is a time when I ask you that you bring those that you're carrying in your heart that's in need of a great big dose of God, great big dose of love. Maybe it's someone that's just financially concerned or physically or mentally or any which way. God has the answer, and God's love is what helps bring us into balance. So have you brought someone to mind that you'd like God to pay special attention to? Yes? And let's talk to God for just a moment. God, since your supply is so abundant and that the well never runs dry, God, I'm asking for each one of us this time to get a great big dose of your love, great big dose of your energy, God, that we each become more and more in a balance. Now for our, I don't know if she's a speaker or a talker, but she's going to share her thoughts with us. And this young lady, as mother children, she moved from one end of the United States to the other. She's always pleasant. She's always sticking her hand out to see how she can help someone else. Right now, she's a blessing to Edie and Harry and Patty, because she gets in there and she doesn't just take care of the household and making sure that they eat. She goes in there and loves them to pieces, doesn't she, Edie? She goes in there and she loves Edie and Harry. And she flirts with Harry. But other than that, is our speaker tonight that's going to share her thoughts with us is our Rita Laboratory.
Hi, everybody. Brenda Blade is here to support me. How nice to see everybody. Wow. Arnie. Gabby, we should have slept over. How nice. Look at those gorgeous flowers out there. I'm trying to put some extra minutes in here. Look at those gorgeous flowers out there. Jeez. I lost half my speech. It was in the bathroom on the floor. I panicked a little bit and thought, well, it's in God's hands. And on the way over, I always get a little recognition or acknowledgement from God, and a feather falls in front of me or something like that. Well, I'm driving down the street with Edie and Harry coming here, and there's hundreds, thousands of white feathers rumbling and rolling around on the street, in the middle of the street. So it was good. For all the things that, I'm not usually a nervous person, but tonight, because so many people said, oh, you're speaking tomorrow, oh, you're speaking next week, all of a sudden I was like, oh my gosh, I'm speaking. I was fine till you people started congratulating me and telling me. No, it was, oh, see, I did ask my spirit guide to my Native American Falling Snow to come. Yeah, a whole bunch of them rolling. Anyway, my message tonight is rippling. Everybody knows what Patty Walsh. Everybody knows what rippling is, right? When you throw, have you thrown a pebble or something in the water and you see, and it just goes on and on forever? Well, that's what I've been noticing in my life, and it's God's work, and it just ripples, and I'm seeing the effect of it. And it's just, I even looked up the word ripple effect in the dictionary to impress you guys. Webster says a ripple effect is a spreading effort, effect, or a series of consequences caused by one single action or event. And gratitude brings it about. It brings the rippling effect. And one of my favorite words is "you never know," because you never know. There's no end. It's endless. This, you give this gratitude for something, and it touches so many people. And you have to give it with a gratitude, with a grateful heart. That's the important thing. I thank God for life, my family, my friends, and provisions. I asked, how do I make a difference? And is it in love? Is it my actions? Is it my words? Is it my thoughts? And then I realized it's all this, and it has that rippling effect going on. A blessing, it's truly a blessing for you and for God. And if we remember that it's for God too. He smiles down. Truly amazing and amusing God and the angels are. God's constant flow of blessings in my life is what I know as ripples. God is good, and his goodness radiates from him. God and the angels are truly amazing and amusing. The ripple effect will be a blessing for you and God, and that's very important to keep in mind. It really doesn't matter what you give, if it's given in love. A smile, a hug, a word of encouragement. When you give for pure joy of it, you set out a motion, a powerful energy that illuminates from you to bless everyone around you. Because I've always asked, you know, all these people with this huge money and how they can change the world, how they can give to the world, and I'm just a little peon, and boy, wouldn't I love to change the world. But then all of a sudden I started noticing this ripple effect that goes on, whether it's a smile or a thought. And it does bless everyone around you. I've been blessed with wonderful circumstances, and I'm going back for a few instances, and of course I'm Italian, so the family's here with me, and I've got to tell you a few things about the family. My mom's truly a miracle. We did get the phone call that she wasn't going to make it through the night several times now. And this last time was really, I mean, everyone slept overnight. People came from out of state. And I stayed here and cried, like really cried. And I thought God's been real good to us, giving us preparation that she is going to pass away someday in the near future. But it was a heavy time this last time. And I didn't go out there, and I went to see my dad in West Virginia. Like 2 days later, my mom made it through, and I had tickets already to go see my dad in West Virginia. I hadn't seen him for like 8 years, and just couldn't understand why the time passed by like that. So on my way home from West Virginia, I had called Arnie and said, because Arnie's into florists, flowers, and I had asked Arnie to see if he could send some flowers to my mom. I would give him my card number and all that. And he sent a bouquet of flowers to my mom. And Arnie, my mother just threw them out yesterday, which is 15 days that they lasted. And she said she was even amazed at the dead ones, because she had two bags full of dead ones, plus some still in the vase. So that was such a great bouquet of flowers. But look how it went. It went like me thinking, let me send some flowers. And Arnie found a wonderful florist, and they sent the flowers. And everybody that went into my mom's room enjoyed the flowers. And my mom just enjoyed them so much. There's that ripple. And it just went on and on. And my brother is a vice principal of a school out there, a big school. And he's always needing to send flowers. And he wrote down the name of the company because he could not believe that these flowers were so beautiful. There's that ripple, you know, and it's made so many people happy. It's just amazing. I spoke with my mom a couple of days ago, and she said, are you working? You know, mom, so are you working? And I said, well, I'm taking care of Edie and Harry right now. And being Italian, I have this little tiny bit of guilt that I should be home taking care of my mom, you know, and that's one of the things that are heavy on her heart, is that she's not in with one of her kids when she herself took care of her mother. So I'm taking care of someone else's mother and father. And so my mom's response to that was, take good care of them and make sure they don't fall. Don't let them fall like I did. And there's that ripple again. My mom doesn't know Edie and Harry, And yet she's sending out this love that has touched me and touched my kids, my family. We're just amazed that God's love just ripples. It just goes on and on. When I visited my dad about 20 years ago, I took him out to dinner. And he got dressed in one end of the house, and I got dressed in my room. And we came down, and I had red shoes, he had white shoes. I had a white dress, he had red pants. I had a red belt, he had a white belt. We looked awesome. We did. People did turn heads. We looked wonderful. I do have a picture to share, but I didn't get it. It's at another mailbox. I have to pick it up, and someday I'll bring it in. But that was like many years ago, and the ripple effect of that picture that night came back. So it's not a matter of it ripples immediately, or it could ripple immediately. It could ripple a week. It could ripple years later. But that ripple and that love and that effect is there. It was my birthday, and it was Father's Day that I flew in to see him, which was God's order. All these years I wanted to go every birthday, every holiday, and God's divine order was to have me there on my birthday and on Father's Day. And he hadn't seen the cake. He wasn't allowed to see the cake. And when my mountain mama brought the cake out, there is my daddy and me in that red and white outfit picture on the cake. So it rippled again, and we ate around the cake, you know. For when company came and they could still see the cake, you know. But, yeah, I do have that picture. In them sending the picture, because I forgot it there, and them sending the picture, did anyone know that I won musical chairs at Danette's block party? About 70 wasn't in the paper. About 70, I think it was like 75 people. I had quit smoking, so I put a little weight on, and I'm accepting this healthy body of mine. But so when I was at my dad's, I left a pair of underwear there. And my daughter saw this envelope that came to my other address, and she wanted to open it because she knew it was the pictures. And I didn't know the underwear were in there. Neither did she. So she opens the envelope and she says, Mom, your underwear are in here too. And I said, oh, are they the white lacy ones? She said, no, they're the granny panties. So I had to remind her that granny panties, the butt that goes in that granny panties won 75 people out of musical chairs, and that this is what she has to look forward to. And when she wins a blue ribbon first prize, let me know. There's that ripple effect again, you know? There they are putting the underwear in with the pictures. Here I am all dressed up without granny panties in that picture, I'm sure, because it was 20 years ago. And here the underwear going in the picture, and here's Renee opening the envelope, and here's everybody there laughing about my granny panties, and here I am winning first prize. Here it is again, that ripple. It's just brought so much laughter, so much love. It's wonderful, love it. But anyway, I wanted to share that with you guys too. So if you have musical chairs, please call me. I'm good at it now. Just showing God's love is one of the ways that it ripples. Your thoughts, your words, your actions, without even knowing how it just goes on and on. It's amazing and amusing. I have a friend named Rose who's like 90-something years old in Massachusetts, and I keep in touch with her here and there. And I didn't know that she goes to the senior counseling of aging, and she goes and tells them all that Rita called, or Rita wrote the, look what Rita got me or sent me. I just sent her a book, Millie. Tapes, and she was so happy to get them, and there's that ripple again. Millie writes this book goes to Rose shows all her friends how lucky she is to have, you know, this book and a friend in Rita, and it's all God's work and God's love, and there's that ripple effect. I love the ripple effect. I look for it now. It's there, and I look for it. So when it comes to me wanting to change the world or wondering how I can change the world, I realize that that ripple effect can do it without me even knowing it, and it's touching people from all different areas, all different parts of the United States. I found this little clipping in a Clermont newspaper, and I wanted to read it to you. It's Help the World, and it's by Joseph Fox, the captain of the New York Police Department. In our lives, we see so many people in pain, in need, many of whom we cannot help, making us feel powerless, unable to make a difference, unable to have a meaningful impact in our world. But every day there are moments, special opportunities, when we can comfort one person, be a messenger of grace, bring a moment of peace, and when we help another, person to person, even for just a moment, we help the world. Because there's that ripple effect again. And I'm done. I don't even know if I got it all. Thank you. There you go. Thank you. Millie, thank you. Oh, thank you. So yeah, let me know if there's any musical chairs going on.
That's what our whimsy's about, just sharing our thoughts with each other. We don't need any great... Do you realize that we've had... I was talking to somebody the other day. We've really had some great speakers in here. But I like our talkers, and she's a good talker.
Oh, thank you.
She's a good talker.